Imagine the exhilarating rush as the clock winds down. Your heart thundering as triumph hangs in the balance. Now envision the gut-wrenching anguish of a nail-biting defeat. Have you ever pondered why some athletes emerge stronger while others falter? Well, let's dive into the fascinating psychology behind sports victories and losses, where joy and despair intertwine the most unexpected ways. Why winning and losing matters. Winning and losing transcend mere numbers on a scoreboard. They are profoundly woven into our psychological fabric, eliciting powerful emotional surges and shrugs. Yeah, one of those. For athletes and enthusiasts alike, victory ignites triumph highs, while defeat plunges us into the despondent lows. These outcomes catalyze personal growth, shaping resilience, and tenacity, humility, and even empathy, with a capital E, that is. Beyond individual transformation, winning creates a ripple effect, influencing teams, communities, and legion of fans, better known as fanatics. It forges legacies that inspire generations and craft narratives ingrained into our social tapestry. Conversely, losing imparts invaluable lessons on navigating setbacks with grace, revealing character in ways success can't. Gotta hold L sometime. Comprehending this dynamic is pivotal as it impacts not only athletes, but also coaches, supporters, and anyone confronting challenges in their own arena. Ultimately, the psychology of winning and losing offers profound insights into human nature itself. Imagine that, illuminating how our responses to triumphs and tribulations shape who we are. The psychology behind the game. At the core of every game lies a complex interplay of psychological elements beyond mere strategy and skill. It's more than that. Unraveling the winner's mindset is key to deciphering why some athletes consistently grace the podium, hold them trophies. This mindset transcends confidence. It builds upon relentless preparation, unwavering goal orientation, and unshakable belief in one's ability. Be confident. I'll say it again. In one's ability, be confident. Even under immense pressure. Pressure busts pipes, but they make diamonds too. Equally paramount is the science of resilience and defeat, delving into how athletes mentally rebound from losses. It explores mechanisms like cognitive discipline, reappraisal. Yeah, that. Where setbacks are reframed as opportunities for growth rather than mere failures. You gotta learn. Might learn someday. Both winning and losing trigger distinct cognitive and emotional responses. Victory can bolster self-esteem, amplify motivation, and fortify mental toughness. Conversely, defeat can catalyze introspection, strategic reassessment, and sometimes paradoxical determination. After initial deployment, I was gonna do the Sean, but it just wouldn't have flowed correctly. Disappointment. Probing these psychological depths reveals the competition is as much as a battle of mental fortitude as physical prowess. Mastering these dynamics enables athletes to harness their mind's boundless potential, pushing boundaries beyond perceived limits. Limits. Yeah. Pushing past, breaking limits. We all do that. Winning strategies and learning from loss. The journeys of Michael Jordan and Serena Williams. It's the application of winning strategies. It epitomizes that application of winning strategies and the invaluable lessons gleaned from loss. Michael Jordan famously cut from his high school team, channeled that early rejection into fuel, burning off that negativity fuel, propelling his legendary career. His path underscores or highlights, you pick, you choose. I'm just storytelling. Underscores embracing growth through every setback, embodying a resilience that transformed potential defeat into unprecedented success. Similarly, Serena Williams' trajectory. Yeah. Reflects extraordinary resilience on the tennis court. Her ability not merely to just win, but to rebound stronger after losses has defined her storied career. This resilience stems from work ethic and a mindset laser focus on continuous self-improvement. Irrespective of past triumphs or stumbles. These examples illuminate that triumphs are only or often built upon the foundations of previous failures, highlighting the paramount importance of perseverance. There we go. Third time's always a charm. Adaptability and an unwavering pursuit of excellence. For athletes and sports professionals alike, these tales offer invaluable insights. Victory tastes sweeter when hard earned through overcoming adversity. While each loss provides a unique catalyst for personal growth and skill refinement. Yeah, it does. Champion's Tale, Triumphs and Trials. Delving into the underdog tale of Leicester City Football Club, we uncover a story nothing short of miraculous in the sports realm. Defying all odds and preseason predictions, placing them at the bottom, Leicester City clinched the playoff or Premier League title. In 2016, it broke my heart. It devastated me. And you should know why. A triumph reverberating across the globe. This extraordinary feat demonstrates how collective belief, teamwork, strategic acumen can defy even the most skeptical expectations. On an individual level, Kerry Strug, Olympic moment during the 1996 games is equally inspiring. Competing with an injured ankle, her final vault secured Team USA's victory while etching her name into sporting folklore. Kerry's story epitomized sheer grit and courage under pressure, qualities paramount to achieving greatness against seemingly insurmountable challenges. Insurmountable. These examples vividly illustrate that whether on a team or individual scale, triumphs are invariable, peppered with trials. Each narrative shares a core message: resilience, tenacity, and an unyielding pursuit of goals, transforming potential defeats into glorious victories. These champions' tales serve as powerful inspiration for athletes everywhere to persist through adversity, fueling their quest for sporting immortality. We've explored gripping tales of champions and underdogs, witnessed resilience and perseverance in the face of overwhelming odds. But every athlete has their own unique journey marked by highs and lows. Now, we turn the spotlight to you. Yeah, you, the viewer, the audience, whatever you want to call yourself at this point. Have you ever experienced a dramatic shift in support during your sports journey? Maybe it was rooting for your once struggling NFL team that suddenly became the talk of the town. Or perhaps when they were no longer flying high. Sad, I'm crying inside. Share your experiences with bandwagon shifts or any moments when you felt like an underdog triumphing against all odds directly in the comments below. Your stories are what makes sports infinitely enriching and human, weaving together a tapestry of hope, disappointment, joy, and resilience. That R word again. Let's create a vibrant community discussion that celebrates not just winning, but every facet of competing, including those heart-stopping bandwagon moments. Whether you're a diehard fan or a casual spectator, we want to hear your tales of unexpected triumphs, crushing defeats, and the emotional roller coaster that is the essence of sports. So don't hold back. Let's swap stories and relive those unforgettable highs and lows together. Forever, together. Victory lap. Some key takeaways. As we take a victory lap around today's exploration of the psychology behind winning and losing in sports, let's reflect on our key takeaways. We've uncovered that beneath the physical game lies an intense psychological battle where emotions, mindset, and mental fortitude play pivotal roles. Understanding the winner's mindset and how to cultivate resilience in defeat can transform not just athletes, but anyone facing life's mirror or mirage of challenges. Our journey through champions' tales illustrate that triumph often follows trials. Stories like Michael Jordan's comeback from rejection, Serena Williams' relentless pursuit of excellence after setbacks remind us that greatness is forged through perseverance. Moreover, examples like Leicester City, unexpected Premier League victory, or Carey Strug's iconic Olympic moment underscore the power of collective belief and individual courage in defying the odds. In essence, whether on the sports field or in personal endeavors, adopting a winner's mindset and learning from losses isn't just about achieving success. It's about evolving as individuals who embrace growth at every turn. Remember, every loss bears lessons and every victory marks a milestone in our continuous journey towards becoming our best selves, our better version of us. Embrace the highs, embrace the lows, for they are the catalysts that shape true champions. If today's deep dive into the psyche of sports stirred something within you, show us some love. Smash that like button. Feel intrigued or have personal stories to share on the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat? Drop them in the comments below. We're all ears for your insights and experience. Don't forget to subscribe for more content that blends the excitement of sports with a healthy dose of humor and wisdom. Craving another adrenaline rush? There's plenty more where this came from. Go ahead and click on another video from our channel. Keep pushing your limits both on and off the field, because every day presents an opportunity to emerge victorious in the game of life. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.